fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. I want to know what the heck is going on at AMD. Honest question. What on earth is going through the head of whoever is in charge of product management at AMD? So here's the latest rumor. The latest rumor is that there are new CPUs coming out using a new enhanced architecture and will include GPUs coming from AMD. So for those who aren't aware of what the situation is right now, there are two CPU manufacturers pretty much that are of note that don't make CPUs for phones. That's Intel and AMD. Right now, Intel is kind of in the situation of redoing pretty much everything in how they operate. In every way, shape, and form, they are redoing pretty much everything because they have been absolutely awful for the last, 7 years-ish? Meanwhile, AMD, thanks to their Zen architecture, is pretty much the king of performance and the king of, pretty much performance and everything when push comes to shove. Thanks to their Zen architecture, they are the most power-efficient CPU for laptops, and they are, in fact, the most powerful CPU for gaming and compute. But the problem with AMD processors is that they have no integrated graphic card, which wasn't a problem until 2020, in which the silicon shortage pretty much made it so that no GPUs can be gotten anywhere, even low-end ones for things like basic office computers. Intel CPUs have GPUs built into them. AMD ones, however, do not, except some do. They do make some called APUs, and for whatever reason, these APUs were only able to be sold, for whatever reason in AMD's head, to system makers, and that's it. If you want to go ahead and build one yourself, you couldn't do it, and then only a limited number of system builders had access to these CPUs. So now, when chip manufacturing has absolutely peaked and they have nowhere to go, AMD's gonna make a brand new one, thus adding an additional burden to the already overloaded fabs. I don't understand. I do not understand what AMD's logic is here. It's not like all of a sudden, oh, don't worry, production's going to be solved. How? There is still a chip shortage. TSMC and every other fab out there is at max capacity, and there's no fabs that are going to be able to be in production until 2022. It is a move that just baffles me. Why make a new CPU now when there's no place to make it? That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy. Believe it or not, this actually isn't my main podcast. This is a supplementary one to my main one, Eagle Eyes on Tech, which I highly recommend you check out. anchor.fm/Eagle Eyes on Tech. Long form of this podcast, about a good hour once a week. I highly recommend checking it out. We cover a lot more there than we do here.